Goody Lake was postcard perfect, with its tree-lined banks and sandy shores that gradually sloped into the crystal blue water. The lake always looked good, but somehow today it looked better. Maybe it was because today was Hunter Goody's 16th birthday. Or maybe it was because Hunter was looking for a reason to procrastinate. Either way, she had charged down to the edge of the water, towel in hand, shimmied out of her t-shirt and shorts, and now waded into the calm blue. Goosebumps crested against her skin, and she stared down at her feet as the gentle waves consumed more of her. The water reached the high neck of her swimsuit top, and she could still see her toes, blurry pale orbs against the camel-colored sand. Another few steps, and they were gone, swallowed by the rich navy of the deep water, and Hunter was floating. She lifted her legs, stretched out her arms, tipped her head back, and closed her eyes against the piercing sunlight. Her ears plunged beneath the surface as she drifted on her back. The dull whoosh of water was an active kind of quiet, the sort of roaring silence that made drifting off to sleep more of a command than a choice. And for Hunter, this forceful silence was always welcome. It kept her from her thoughts. Better yet, it kept her from her memories. A boat motor stirred the water and roared through Hunter's reverie. She shielded her eyes and let her legs sink back into the water. The red and black boat circled the far side of the lake before it returned to the center. Its belly smacked the water as it jumped its own white-capped wake. A chorus of whoops and cheers erupted as the boat slowed and bobbed on top of the surging water. A wave slapped Hunter in the face, and she wiped her eyes before squinting at the boat and its passengers. Its five passengers. Hunter blinked more water from her eyes. Five male passengers, and one of them was waving at...
Hey!
The only shirtless member stood on the row of seats, flapping his arms like a goose.
You go to Goody High, right? You're a Mustang.
The boat drifted closer to Hunter. She stared back at the five young men who looked at her expectantly. She opened her mouth to speak, but no words came out. Her heart was lodged inside her throat and her pulse hammered against her eardrums. She dove under the water and swam back to the safety of the sand and her towel and the clothes she'd stripped off when she knew no one was watching. Her chest ached for oxygen, but she kept swimming. She could hear them laughing. It rang louder than her pulse in the roaring silence. In middle school, she'd been everyone's favorite joke. 2 years later, she still expected to be. Hunter's lungs forced her above water. She gasped for air and crawled from the lake, nearly collapsing onto her neatly folded towel and pile of clothes. She didn't want to look back at the boat, at the boys, and see them pointing and staring. But she had to. The joke wasn't complete until she did.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.